सिमर सिमर सुख पाता है मन गीत खुशी के गाता है।
ओम शांति। Translation frequency for English 88.5. Yes? Yes. And Russian frequency number is 102.7. This is the Russian frequency number. तो हम सभी का बहुत बड़ा क्या कह सकते हैं भाग्य है जो परमात्मा के घर में इतनी पालना मिल रही है। तो आज हम सबके बीच उषा बहन उपस्थित हैं, जो हमको अपना अनुभव सुनाएंगी। और उषा बहन साउथ अफ्रीका में डर्बन सेंटर पर रहती है और ज्ञान में 1986 से चली है और सेंटर पर 1988 में सरेंडर हुई और बहुत सारी एक्टिविटीज भी कोऑर्डिनेट करते हैं। नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर भी है, नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेशन करती हैं और साउथ अफ्रीकन कंट्रीज की कोऑर्डिनेशन भी करती हैं। बहुत सारी एक्टिविटीज में अपना सहयोग देती हैं और उनका स्पेशल इंटरेस्ट स्पिरिचुअलिटी प्लस वातावरण वायुमंडल। तो वातावरण पर क्या प्रभाव होता है, तो बहुत सारे कॉन्फ्रेंसेस वायुमंडल वातावरण के ऊपर हम देख रहे हैं कि समय प्रति समय विश्व में होते रहते हैं, तो उसमें भी उनकी रुचि हमेशा बनी रहती है। तो अभी मैं उषा बहन से अनुरोध करती हूँ वो आप सबको अपना अनुभव सुनाए।
ओम शांति। गुड आफ्टरनून, गुड इवनिंग। सो टुडे बाबा वाज गिविंग अस द एग्जांपल इन द ब्लेसिंग दैट Sometimes people have a lot and they're not content, and sometimes people have a little and they're very content. And I'm just looking at the scene and I'm thinking that how Baba does actually give us, and when we have an appreciation, how even little things can actually make us very happy. And so you are very good examples already in front of us. But thinking about the topic of contentment, first of all, I thought, I don't think I'm the embodiment of contentment, so this is not really the answer. But what I was thinking about was the different experiences that brought the soul to the point of feeling that satisfaction and contentment. And I remember in about 91, it was a March Murli, Baba actually spoke on contentment itself. And what Baba was highlighting was that it's not about just the head saying everything is fine and feeling content, or internally I have some feelings and I'm feeling okay. But contentment is when the head and the heart are at rest. And I think the word at rest, being satisfied, was a very good definition of contentment. Because, you know, in the blessing when Baba was saying that you have a little and you feel content, you feel satisfied. So when does one come to that point where we feel at rest, where we're comfortable, where we don't actually need any more? If you think about your own life and your experiences, what is it that brought that point of satisfaction? And I want to go back to the very first time that when I came to Baba, I remember actually our Murli classroom, or the center itself, was very tiny and we were all sitting on the floor. And it was my first experience. I was about 19 years old. My plans were to become an engineer and invent something and change the world and, you know, all these big things. And yet when I was sitting in this little room, these people were talking about God. And the way they spoke about God was not like they were making any philosophy, but it felt like they knew this person called God. And they were actually having a relationship with Him. And just that one thing reduce all my expansion of wanting to do this and wanting to do that. And I thought, I want to feel what they are feeling. And that was that experience in that room on the floor. Just that absolute feeling that this knowing, or this knowing how to interact with God, was the ultimate. And when I reflect on my own journey, two things always, in a way, concerned me. For myself, I wanted to know what my purpose was. And second, I wanted that understanding that there was a God, but that God belonged to everyone. I came from a time when apartheid, where we were all very separate. Indians used to live in one area, black people in one area, white people, we never had an interaction. And in that time, you also see people worshipping in many different ways. And my feeling as a child was that if there was a God, He would belong to everyone equally. And that is the God I want to know. So these two questions, what is my purpose and who is God, the one who belongs to all, who is He? And I remember when I came to the center, in that very little room, these two little riddles, in a very beautiful way, started getting unfolded. And for the first 6 months in my Brahmin life, I remember even not having a single dream. It was like the soul had come to a point of such rest, it didn't need anything else. And even now I feel what is so beautiful is that it's little things that Baba does that actually makes all the difference. Nowadays we see Baba service centers are very beautiful, very big. Where I come from in Durban, we have four big centers which are built for Baba. They're not even houses. They're centers which have halls. They're lovely big places. And land, we don't have a problem. The center I stay in has 2 acres of land. So physical property, all of these things are not anything that one needs to work for. South Africa at present is a kind of a country where you can speak about God very easily. All kind of things are available. All kind of facilities are available. There's no thing like difficulties. I know you must hear in the news that South Africa has so much of crime and all those kind of things. But my experience is that really it is a very beautiful place. And yet what you see that is happening is that there's a country that has freedom, people have political freedom, but something that's happening more and more is that greed is increasing. And as the greed increases, the corruption starts to increase. And so now the country is experiencing another kind of bondage. And that bondage is that people are fighting for more power. They're needing more things like cars and houses. It's getting bigger and bigger and more and more. And so when you look at a place which was thirsty of freedom and love, they're now becoming dissatisfied and peaceless because they need more space, they need more facilities, and they just can't be satisfied. And when you see that, you realize that this is actually what Baba has saved us from. So I just want to share some of the things of how, for me, Baba's knowledge, Baba's information that he's given us can transform ourselves in such a way that that satisfaction can come. I particularly was sharing about this idea of environment for one reason, because, you know, when we look at our spiritual lives, we think about destruction going to happen, and so we're not really going to be able to save the planet. But there's a very important thing to realize that just like how our bodies are made of the 5 elements, the environment is made of those 5 elements as well. And so Baba has told us something very beautiful, is that we need to have a relationship with all of these things. I don't know if you remember, about 6 weeks ago, there was an Avyakt Murli where Baba was speaking about the 4 combined forms. And one of the combined forms Baba mentioned was the soul and body. He even mentioned Shiv Shakti, but specifically this idea of the soul and body, and that's our relationship with the environment. First, we need to really get in touch with our bodies and understand it so that we can work with it in an accurate way. You know, our bodies are so amazing. They'll even tell us when we need to eat, when we've eaten enough, when we shouldn't eat certain things. But that's if we're in touch with it. Then we can hear its need and its call, and we can respond to it. And so when we look at the environment, what we're seeing is that the five elements are also getting very disturbed. We're not going to manage to create a perfectly pure world now, because that will happen in the golden age. But what needs to happen is that peace needs to be restored within those five elements. And as we bring balance within ourselves, within our bodies, and how we use matter without greed, without any form of wastage, without any form of unkindness, it means violence, then all the elements will also receive the peace to come to its state of purity as well. And one of the things that Baba does when we go to these conferences on environment is we use this topic called matter and consciousness. It's called climate and consciousness. And the main thing that we speak about there is that as our thoughts become pure and peaceful, loveful, economical, respectful, then these thoughts go out into matter and they bring matter to that point where it also starts to bring itself a state of peace. And so what we realize as Baba's children is that when we interact with matter, with the right thoughts, we're actually starting the process of giving back. If you think about ourselves as Brahmins even, we use water, we eat food, we need all these physical things, no? If it's very cold, it affects us. If it's very hot, it affects us. So are we going to continue to be dependent on these different facilities of the environment to take care of us? Or are we going to turn it around and say, I as the master am going to give the environment these loving, powerful thoughts and serve it. So in return, I get the cooperation. And do you remember when Dadiji left the body? One very specific Bhog message was that the five elements came to salute Dadiji. And the message was that Dadiji had actually conquered matter. Dadiji had come to the point where she had given the service to matter, so matter itself came to salute her. And so that's the kind of cooperation we will need from the environment itself. I'm remembering a story, and I think some of you who are longer with Baba will remember that when Shantivan just began and they started staying there, you know, there was a snake that emerged in the bathroom. Can you remember that story? And Dadiji was taking a shower and there was a snake there. And she had then completed her shower, and after she finished her shower, she came out and she told Mohiniben, you need to get some brother to take the snake out of the bathroom. And Dadiji was absolutely cool and relaxed. So I'm sure that that snake was in the bathroom for some time with her. But Dadiji did not react. She was in a very lovingly way giving that soul in the form of the snake powerful vibrations, because we know that even a snake will not attack anyone unless it is feeling threatened. It won't just bite anybody. And so we can see that our thoughts are actually creating a reaction in animals or in matter. And this is where we need to remember, or maybe take on the responsibility, that our consciousness is creating our world. And so coming to this point where if I, the soul, want to be satisfied, if I, the soul, want to come to a point of rest in my life, then I need to make sure that I'm not creating any disturbance. I think even in today's Murali, Baba said that if you perform such actions where you cause sorrow to someone, he said that you will die in sorrow. So it's very clear what I'm giving out is what I'm going to receive. So if we think about it, if the soul wants to be peaceful, it wants to feel at rest and it needs to feel that comfort and security, what is it that I need to do? And can you remember about 2 weeks ago, Daddy Janki was sharing something very special in a class. It was just before the 18th. Maybe some of you came after that. But the classes do go out on the rosary. But Daddy mentioned 2 points, which for me was something I've been working with since I've been here. She started off by saying that we need to learn to have pure thoughts for ourselves, pure feelings for ourselves. And she said that these pure feelings will even work like medicine for us. And the second thing she said was, create elevated feelings for others. And the Hindi word she said, shubh chintak, means become a pure well-wisher for others. And I thought this was very beautiful. And so how this happened, it was a very practical example. I was interacting with somebody shortly after that. And I found in my interaction with this person, they were not being very kind. And the things that were being said didn't seem that, comfortable. And so at a point I thought to myself, okay, this is your feelings, you're most welcome to have them. And you can act on them in the way that makes you comfortable. That was what I said to them and I left. And as I was walking away, I thought to myself, was it the right thing to do? And so I thought, okay, it's finished. Let me just go into another way of thinking about it. Not to have one more waste thought, not to have one more feeling. But let me just send that soul very beautiful feelings and vibrations. But I know where that feelings came from, because within myself, I wasn't feeling insecure. I wasn't feeling insulted. I wasn't feeling affected. So I was able to give the soul a very beautiful vibration that, you know what, I wish you find your point of rest and you feel satisfied and content. And you won't believe it, after that I went to go and rest and everything finished off. And a little later, I realized that the soul had actually gone through something quite hurtful. And so that hurt was then being projected. Now, had I got into a mode where I started feeling insecure, I would have never been able to give that soul good wishes and understood that person's feelings. So the feeling that came to me is that for my own interactions, whenever I react, it's because at that point I'm in a space where I'm uncomfortable. I'm not feeling secure and safe myself. So those pure feelings that I have for myself are so essential. It's like a care towards the self. It's like I'm constantly putting on something that protects me as a soul when I have good wishes and pure feelings towards myself. And that position of safety allows me to look at other people or other people's situations with a greatness. Not from a point of a victim, but from a point where I can be a benefactor. And this I am really enjoying. It seems to be the feeling for this whole period of being in Madhuban that if I want to finish any discomfort between me and anyone else, is to make sure that I'm creating good thoughts for myself. And so this is really the gift that Baba gives us, because every single day in the morning, Baba starts off by calling us sweet children, isn't it? Do we really take it on? Or do we just say sweet children? Do I feel like that sweet child that Baba is referring to me as? And when Baba ends the Murali, Baba says, Namaste. And what does Namaste mean? that God Himself, the most elevated, is picking out, or He is saluting that which is the highest in me. God Himself is doing that for me. He is saluting me. Do I acknowledge that? And that's the kind of things, when we are lost in those feelings about our real self, can we have any other feelings towards anybody else? Do we need anything from anybody else? Do we need anything to change when we're feeling so good about ourselves? A natural feeling of satisfaction comes when I'm feeling good about myself. And so, for me, the main focus is that I need to work on making sure that I'm feeding and decorating the soul with God's vision. You know, if I was sitting in front of Baba, what would Baba's thoughts be towards me? How would Baba look at me? What would Baba's feelings towards me be? And that's why we all want to be in front of Bab Dada, because that drishti is a drishti that has complete acceptance. Baba doesn't see any difference. Baba just holds us in the highest vision. But that's the drishti I need to start having for myself. Each morning when I wake up from Amrit Vela, when I look at Baba, I need to see how he looks at me. And I really love sitting in Baba's room here, because that's really a lovely feeling of not only a trance light, but how Sakar Baba would have received us. And really to take that feeling of Baba's value for each one of us. We are his diamonds. And to take that feeling into ourselves. If I'm feeling like a diamond, I know that who I'm looking at is also Baba's diamonds. And so then my vision for each one becomes just as elevated. And then nothing can go wrong. So then what actually moves us away from this elevated thinking? What shifts us away from this high thinking? And we get into feeling not so good or not so positive, or we feel less. What happens? What do you think happens to you? We're thinking about other people. We're thinking about the past. Then you lose hope. Absolutely. And in that class, Daddy was saying, you should definitely not look at anyone. Just look at yourself only. But you know, I was thinking about a few practical things too. Do you know, as Baba's children, we start our life where we wake up early in the morning and we start living a very disciplined life. And sometimes we just start doing a spiritual life. And we start doing all the right things, get our white clothes, get our notebooks, and we sort our life out. And then we get busy doing service and we start sorting everybody else's lives out. And at some point, what happens is that we forget that the main thing that we came for was our own transformation. And so even in service, what can happen is that we get so involved with the needs of others that actually what I'm supposed to be doing actually takes a second step. And so something that has been really good for me this time, especially this last few days in being here in Pandav Bhavan, is to just look at the timetable. And just to see that whatever action is being performed, what is the motivation behind it? How do I feel about what I'm doing? When I wake up in the morning, how do I feel? Do I have to get out of the bed? Or do I'm happy, I've rested, I'm satisfied, and I can get up. So even that point in the morning when I wake up and I feel I've rested enough and I can get up, means that I'm looking after my body. I'm looking after my mind. Because in the morning, if I'm very tired and I feel, well, we can even say laziness comes in. But if there is that experience that it's hard to wake up, if it's difficult to wake up, means there's some burden. Something in the soul is either not okay, something in the body is not okay. And so it means I need to check. Because Baba says something to us which is very beautiful, even recently. He said that the quality of our Amrit Vela, actually it was on the second, that message that came, the quality of our Amrit Vela is a reflection of what has happened in the day, the consciousness that we have maintained. So we could be doing everything, but how are we doing it, whether we're doing it out of discipline or love, is something we can check at Amrit Vela. And then even when we sit for Baba's Murli, you know, the whole thing is that the intellect is just awake and alert and taking and receiving, and the intellect is being massaged with Baba's knowledge. Or I'm sitting there because I need to hear the Murli. So I remember the other day I was sitting and I got out of Murli class and standing on the sort of stairways, and I thought, wow, what attainment. And it wasn't because I was writing lots of notes, but just that whole feeling of the intellect being awake and being alert and being actually stimulated by Baba's knowledge. So that after Murli class, the feeling is not I did lot of studying, but actually I am refreshed. And so we need to really be aware of the things that we're doing and how we're doing it. I know in the beginning it's very good to follow and create the sanskara of the dharana, but we can't continue like that forever. Eventually this life of ours must become a very natural life, where it's not that I have to wake up, but that I love to wake up. And then the soul is going to find itself really being in love. And love and contentment are very much connected, isn't it? Somebody who is in love is content. It's like they have everything. And so we have to also fulfill this responsibility of love. And the first love we need to have is, who do you think we need to first fall in love with? Absolutely. So you need to fall in love with yourself. The image that came to my mind the other day is that, you know how when people look at a diamond, the diamond has such a lot of attraction that you can actually get lost in its beauty. So when you look at yourself, do you also get lost in your own beauty? Do you also get attracted by yourself? What do you say? Is it like that? Is it that kind of love affair? Absolutely. But the thing is that even like, you know, when you get to know somebody and you met them for the first time, there's something about them that will attract you, that will want you to go again and again and learn more about them. And that's the kind of feeling we need to have towards ourselves. Such an interest and attraction towards ourselves that we can spend more time being with ourselves. If we think about it, to know ourselves, Baba says that we need to really experience solitude. Solitude means that we need to get away from all the other attractions and really go inward. So today we have our cell phones, we have earphones to listen to music, we have a lot of books, our iPads, you know. These are all things where we could be studying the Murli with it, we could be doing, but all of that is somebody else's input into my life. If I had nothing, no radio, no cell phone, no company, and I was just by myself, how entertained would I be? Would I be entertained? Or would I get bored? What do you think? Would I be okay? Or do I need somebody else to bring some input to entertain me, to jolly me along? What do you think? Now that's the thing to really worry about, because if I'm always being stimulated by things outside, that means I'm not sufficiently spending time with myself. And so there's a deep connection between being content and being introverted, being in solitude. Because in finding the self and being inside the self, one discovers all these beautiful things that is inside of one. And that is what holds one in the relationship with Baba. Because when I'm with Baba, it's that one, that inner being, that is connecting with that one. And our remembrance of Baba is not I've soul going to Paramdham and reaching out there. What is it that happens when I'm remembering Baba? It's like this soul in this body, when its feelings towards itself becomes very beautiful and powerful, it's like a consciousness is raised. And that consciousness which is raised is resonating on the similar vibration that Baba is. Baba is constantly in this highest vibration of peace and love and happiness. So as soon as I lift my own awareness of myself into that higher space where there's respect and regard for the self, then actually it's like me and Baba together. So then remembrance is not me trying to reach Baba, but Baba and I are resonating on the same frequency. And that's really something very beautiful for ourselves to realize, that as soon as I start feeling beautiful about myself, is I'm already close to Baba. Because that's actually how Baba is existing. Baba exists in that vibration of love and harmony and peace and kindness. And when I can feel those things for myself, then there's no space between me and Baba. So even then, remembrance is not like a difficult thing. And I must really share that it's been so lovely, even this morning at Amrit Vela, not many thoughts, but just that wonderful sense of understanding Baba's presence is of those highest qualities. And that's actually me as well. So then, I'm not going anywhere to remember him. I'm not trying to get out of anywhere. When I feel my own peace, can I remember my body? I don't even feel my body, isn't it? Do I have to try and forget it? Not even necessary to forget it. It just actually becomes absent because your focus has become something else. And so I also remember once I asked Daddy Gulzar, you know, because we are always interested in what Daddy Gulzar is doing. And I said to Daddy, how often do you go to Paramdham and you are with Baba? And she looked a little bit confused. What do you mean by that? She says, I always am there. I just come here, I do what I need to, and I go back there. So, which really means that she's operating from that energy of being that divine being, not stuck in the limited. And so that's why you look at Daddy, she doesn't need much, no? Daddy is content, very, very content. And so we also need to bring that feeling of contentment within ourselves, only because we've gone so deep inside of ourselves and we recognize ourselves. We know ourselves well enough to feel comfortable in our own presence, to be able to feel that ease. When you know somebody very well, you're very at home. We need to become at home with ourselves. We shouldn't be foreigners to ourselves. And so like our brother was saying, it's true, when we begin our journey, we learn about being a soul. But when we end our journey, we would still be knowing about who we are as a soul. The subject doesn't change, but the depth definitely changes. But this is work that we have to do. We have to be able to know that I'm not the task that I do. I'm not the center that I stay in. I'm not the body of a male or a female. But I'm just that beautiful being that has the essence of peace, love, happiness, joy, wisdom. And I'm not needing that from anywhere. It's really inside of me. I am that being. And so to do that work is really our journey to create that relationship with ourselves in that deep way. And so the second love is really Baba. It doesn't mean Baba comes second, But it really means that when I am totally attracted to this higher being within myself, then Baba is just as attractive to me as well. And so then no feeling of separation between me and Baba. There is just that understanding within myself that we coexist. So when you think about Baba's relationship with Brahma Baba or Brahma Baba's relationship with Shiv Baba, you think about it, Brahma Baba did not have any single human being to share his or her experience, to say, this is how God is, this is what God does. Nothing, isn't it? And so how was it possible for such a soul, Brahma Baba, being in a human body, to be able to immediately connect to Shiv Baba in that way? And when you hear the stories in the Yajna, Brahma Baba started doing a lot of work on himself already. Baba was talking to his mind, and if his sense organs were going out, Baba used to pinch himself. So Baba started already acknowledging his thoughts. This is before Shiv Baba came. Acknowledging his thoughts, starting to become aware of himself, his feelings, what was happening to him. And as Baba got to know himself, when Shiv Baba came, it wasn't difficult for him. So it is necessary for us to get in touch with ourselves, to know ourselves in the way that Baba wants us to know ourselves. And then feeling close to God is not a separate subject. It becomes the same, because the soul is energy of peace and love, and God is the energy of peace and love. So it's actually coming from the same environment. It's not separate at all. So sometimes we make it a little bit difficult. And you know, when Brijbhavan Bhai came the other day, he said something very beautiful. He said that we use soul power a lot. He said we should use God power. But even to use that God power is for us to feel close to Baba. You think you can just tell Baba, come? Do you feel you have the right to tell Baba just to come? You can feel that when you really feel that, yes, that's my father, no? If you think about a little child and his father is the president, that child will not think twice to go and sit on his father's lap, because he's his father. He's not thinking my father is a president or my father is this. He just knows that that's his father. And for ourselves, I should have that same feeling about that God is my parent, my father, and that I have really all rights on Baba. So then I'm not sitting down here and hoping that Baba is going to hear, but I bring myself to that space where Baba and I are on the same frequency. And then we enjoy our Brahman life. So our Brahman life should not be something that we do sometimes. It should be something that's natural to us. But it can only be natural to us when we make everything about our Brahman life natural. Whether we're in class, whether we are cooking, whether we are eating, everything should be very natural. And we should in a sense become, I don't want to use the word relaxed in the wrong word, but we should be relaxed. You know how Baba once said, he said Brahmins should do the stress management in positive thinking course. Because what happens is that we also think too much. And I think it's something that Brother Brijamohan mentioned as well. He said that we think a lot about the wrong things within ourselves that we need to renounce and our weaknesses. And if we're thinking about our weaknesses, how happy will we feel? If we're thinking about our weaknesses, how happy can we feel? Can't, isn't it? And so we really need to move away from that. What is our weaknesses? What do you think is your weakness? If you're wearing clothes and little bit dust got to it, it does become dirty, no? But are you dirty or is your clothes dirty? And so to be able to separate yourself from the acquired weakness is very important. As we go a little bit deeper in our Brahman life, 63 births of things are stored and it's all going to come out. Lot of things will come. You will face every weakness, every vice that has become attached to the soul on its journey. If you identify with that weakness, you're going to become disheartened. You have to just understand that it's a stain. I've acquired it. And there's a method to get rid of it. I have to know it's there, but I shouldn't feel associated with it. So that's also a kind of courage that we require. But only when I know myself properly, when I know that I am that soul that is the child of God, and that value for myself is there, then anything else that has been attached to the soul because of its journey through 63 births, I can separate myself from it. But if I don't know myself really properly, I can get confused by those other identities and I can mistake those for being me. And then that can create problems for ourselves. So Baba's message for us to be content is really to create a feeling of satisfaction between our head and our heart. And we can really be satisfied with ourselves is when we know ourselves in a very real way, in a very natural way. And that the relationship that we have with ourselves is a lifelong relationship. So just like relationships, it's something that you work with all the time. But the nice thing about a good relationship is that doesn't matter even if you don't see that person that often, because there's trust and there's faith, the bond is always strong. So I don't have to be attached to that person to be close to them. I just need to have an understanding and regard and respect for the person. Then no matter if there's even physical distance, there won't be a feeling of separation. So that's the kind of relationship we can have with ourselves as well. And I think one of the things that for me is very beautiful is that Baba has given himself the title of being the purifier. And we just remain present in front of him. And he's doing the task of purifying ourselves. So whatever there is in ourselves that needs to go, if I remain surrendered to Baba, Baba will make sure that those things will at the right time come to my awareness and I will be able to have the power to be able to finish it, separate myself from it and become that pure diamond that I am. So we have to hand the task of that purification to him. But my duty is to remain next to him, with him, looking at him, how he looks at me, and hold his vision in my heart. And that will leave the soul in a space of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. So now we need to go to Daddy. So we'll all go to Om Shanti Bhavan. Okay. So Gita Ben is suggesting that our guests that have come from Russia will be sitting in front, most of us. Most of them will sit in front. And if we can find ourselves sitting just behind them at some point. Okay. And so whoever has got the, collect the headphones, you can please give it to your respective owners. Acha, Om Shanti.